questions.
Second. One on more here. You got for us. One more you got.
What's the memory of the coldest you've ever been?
I'm glad you asked this. I've been to some cold ones. 2004 NFC Championship game in Philly. It was ridiculous. And then last year in Green Bay was ridiculous. But 2006, it was a Sunday night game, Chicago. I should have gone to like Football Reference and gotten that temperature, but at one point it was like negative, 29 degrees. It was awful. I was filming on the sideline, and my breath like caused a whole sheet of ice on the side of the camera. I forgot that my toe warmers were in my shoes, so they started burning my feet on the bus ride home. It was awful. It was miserable. I couldn't deal with it.
Lloyd, who does our communications, sideline communications, he was telling me about that game. Everybody talks about that game.
That was awful.
I wasn't at it, but he said you would go over to these warmers that are like jet engines on the sidelines just to get warm. And you put your feet up against him, and he started out the day with like brand new white shoes, and they were like brown at the end of the night because he had burned them.
I remember there's some guy from the 85 Bears came down at halftime, and it was like the guy Mongo McMichael or whatever. I don't know if y'all remember
Steve
him.
McMichael.
Yeah,
from WCW day. Right, so, that's how I know.
He came down. He was doing some halftime promotion, and we're all like huddled up on the warmer because like our 5 minutes we could get warm on the bench. And he's like, oh, you Atlanta, beep, beep, you softies. And I think he might have had a couple of sips on grandma's cough medicine that night. But he was just like, oh, I've played in 8 of these, and, you guys just don't know. And then he went, and it was like someone was going to win. I remember this now. This is a good memory. It was like a Century 21 or real estate company. Hey, if you open the right door, you get the house. And the lady opened the wrong door, and he just kicked the door in. He's like, no, she wins. And they're all like, oh, what do we do?
We're like, you do what Mongo says. That house is hers, I think.
What about you guys? That's definitely the coldest I've ever been.
I mean, I grew up in Western New York, so, I mean, all of these cold is redefined every week up there. So I don't really have a distinct memory. Green Bay last year was really, really cold. I don't know if it's the coldest I've ever been, but I would just say my childhood would be my best memory of the coldest I've ever been.
A couple years back, my brother lived in Colorado, and we were out there for Thanksgiving, so we went to the Nebraska-Colorado game, and it had snowed and sleeted the night before, and so in those stands, you were literally standing on blocks of ice. So I felt like I was in a freezer. It was miserably cold.
I saw Falcons fans last year in Green Bay not wearing shirts out there.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say this. I saw in that Chicago game, a Falcon fan showed me a picture. He bought a beer and like took a sip of it, and then like something happened, and he looked, and it just turned to ice. It's like his whole beer ice. I don't think beer sales were that good that night.
Probably not.
All right, good stuff, Bosek.